Pride of Indianola, come and take the field for competition.
Well, when I think of a football game, and whether it's high school sports or college sports, the marching band is a big part of it, and they definitely add to just a tremendous atmosphere every Friday night for us.
On Friday nights, them getting out there and all the work that's put into that, and I don't think that a lot of people really realize how much work goes into marching band. I think Mr. Richardson says it best. He's like, there's really no bench in marching band. You know, everybody is on the field. It takes everybody to make that show happen. It takes teamwork, and there's just a lot of life skills that are learned there. So when they take the field, and I've seen more enthusiasm with the crowd in the last several years, these new custom shows that they've been doing.
Got the pride back in the Pride of Indianola. Not that it wasn't there, but it's a different pride in the sense of there's a little bit higher level of commitment, a little bit higher level of musicianship, and in turn, I think we're able to give a little bit better quality performances. We've got a little bit better crowd following, and we got more kids that want to stick around and do it because it feels like we have pride and students overall are holding each other accountable to give it their best and work hard.
It's a time-honored tradition, with the marching band starting the contest with a rendition of the national anthem, then performing at halftime. For the Pride of Indianola Marching Band and their drum majors, Emma Hansen, Kate Geron, Roman Utzler, and Caden Carter, the performance at football games is just a fraction of the hard work put in behind the scenes.
Usually, before we go, we will do a quick practice at the middle school field, and we'll run through the show a few times, and then we all have to get loaded on the buses, and this year it's crazy because we have more buses. And so then we all get there, and it's kind of craziness. We have to make sure that everyone knows what time we're doing stuff, when we're on. We have to help everyone get their uniforms in order. There's always some kid who forgets gloves, loses something. We have to make sure everyone's really getting their head in the game, like ready to actually perform.
So the main thing that you have to do is just make sure everyone's focused so that they get their head in the game. And a lot of the extra work does come from parents helping get the equipment on and off the field. But other than that, it's just making sure that everyone is ready for the game and that they feel prepared. And during practices, there's a lot of making sure people are paying attention,
making sure that everything went as smoothly as possible, and trying to see how each movement can be, not just my own movement, but trying to see how we can improve on everyone else's, and just understanding that other side to music, not just playing it and seeing how the notes line up, but trying to see how you can actually help an entire group of people play what you had played in the past.
It's a lot of just getting things organized, just making sure lines are straight and that everyone is in their correct drill spot and everyone has their drill sheets, answering any questions. A lot of just making sure everyone has what they need and is getting all of their questions answered so that they can get through the show smoothly and that everyone knows what they're doing.
It's the pride part of the marching band that has seen the most growth over the last few years, with the band not only seeing new and fun routines and styles of music, but working with the community on a big push for new uniforms in tandem with the hard work from the Indianola Music Boosters. President Becky Kolasek said it injected some new life into the program.
We'd had 12-year-old uniforms that were falling apart and just not looking that great. You know, the community came together, you know, just really stepped up with that outside of the regular giving that they normally do. And we had a lot of parents who really stepped up and worked really hard for that. And the kids did too. They sold cookies. They did all sorts of things. So I have seen the enthusiasm just really grow every Friday night. And especially this year, it's just really exciting because we just didn't really know what was going to happen with COVID-19. And to be able to have them out on the field last Friday night in those uniforms and performing the entire show was just, it was really exciting, and the crowd really got into it.
To me, that was kind of like a turning point that we were doing some good things. You know, I've taught a couple other different places, and that just doesn't happen like overnight. You know, people just open up their checkbooks and start writing you big checks and things like that. And it was a very long collaborative effort by many, many people. I can't even start listing names and businesses, but I think that support helped kind of catapult us, as you know, we felt supported, so we didn't mind working. You know, we won a Division I at state contest. We want to represent ourselves and make sure no matter what happens, we give it our best performance and we walk away, and whatever happens, happens. Those are some things that I think have occurred over the last few years that's kind of changed and helped get us to pride back in the pride of Indianola.
That was co-director Mike Richardson, who also talked a lot about choosing fun and unique shows that will not only pump the crowd up, but get the students excited to perform.
When you're selecting a show, you try to find like a concept that the kids would look into that it would be kind of fun. And then you also got to think about your parent crowd. And right now, my age is the parent crowd. And, you know, I remember in junior high seeing Back to the Future. I think it was sixth grade. And, you know, and what a, you know, a cool movie that was in concept. And it's lasted through, you know, these last few decades. They seem to like it. So that's kind of something we started about 3 years ago on how we pick shows. And the crowd likes it. And I think we're going to continue to go that direction with it.
Themes such as Back to the Future, performances including Resist and Persist, and Masked, which features The Incredibles, The Mask of Zorro, and Black Panther, are just some of the shows that have made the Pride of Indianola Marching Band stand out over the years.
Honestly, I think last year's show is definitely my favorite show, Resist and Persist. It was a really interesting show theme. It started out really different. It was just really interesting because we kind of had to learn it a different way. And I loved all of the music. Like, it was all really recognizable music and, like, high energy, really fun.
I think this year is, but part of that is because it is my senior year, so it does have, like, a special place in my heart, just knowing that this is the last time I'll get to work with this group. But then, other than this year, Masked, that was 2 years ago. That was a really fun show. I really enjoyed playing the songs and working with the people. That was fun.
The Johnny B. Good movement this year is really good, and it's one of my favorite moments of our show so far. But I'd also have to pick it back to Masked as being my favorite overall show. Just the energy with that was a lot similar to this year, and if I even had to pin it down to a performance, it would be the night show at Waukee that year. There were just a lot of emotions people had that night, and we gave a pretty good performance, I think.
This year is probably my favorite, and I'm obviously biased since I'm a drum major. I really like Johnny B. Good, specifically that movement, just because it's really high energy, and I think everyone really gets into it a lot.
Oh, sorry. Maybe you guys weren't ready for that part. Your kids are going to love it, though. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and the Pride of Indianola Marching Band, I'm Andrew Swatner.